Welcome to the HSP World Mastery Program, Level 1, Week 12. Wow, you're on Week 12. Nice. Huge kudos to you. I hope you're rewarding yourself. Now, just because we're on the last week doesn't mean this program ends. You're probably still working on an input solution, and there are probably some daily habits you notice you aren't doing or doing as often as you need to. And that's okay. These are big changes we've been introducing, and they take time and patience. And that's one thing the light wants to teach us, is patience. Mostly patience with yourself. So you're practicing self-acceptance and self-compassion by being patient with yourself. And that's what the light wants, for you to keep trying and be patient with yourself. So even after you're done, you're technically finished the program, you still have these tools to use, and I want you to keep using them as you need them. Keep using your sensory input sheet when you start a new job or your home environment changes. If you notice any high scores, choose the one that's bothering you the most and use your input solution worksheet and your input solution review worksheet. And keep checking in with yourself by using your daily habits sheet and your daily journal. Your daily journal has been honing the habit of being thankful too, and that's an important skill to have and keep. You can use your weekly habits review sheet to check in on yourself. Now we have one final daily habit to introduce. It isn't really a daily habit though, it's a 2-time-a-week habit. I know life is busy and there's no need to overwhelm ourselves. This is a fun one. 2 times a week, I want you to spend 1 to 2 hours creating art. It doesn't matter what kind of art. It can be writing poetry, writing rap verses, taking a dance class, taking a cooking class, or trying a new recipe. It can be painting or learning how to paint. It can be singing, carving wood, baking, anything creative. A creative way to express yourself. Why? Because creativity is a muscle, and finding creative solutions to challenges means we have to invest in exercising our creative muscle to make it stronger and more flexible. It's also fun. And you can do cool things like create a gift for someone. Create a piece of art that you love and put it in your home environment. And you can, even when you're meditating or when you're conversing with the light, sometimes you'll notice a creative idea will come up for you and that you can try. So have fun with this one. There's no right or wrong to art. It just is. And art is a wonderful way to express yourself without judgment. What you create will just flow from you, and you'll be enjoying the feeling of flow. Okay, I hope you've noticed some positive changes in your life, and I hope you keep at it. You won't be ready for level 2 for a while, so keep using your tools from level 1 until you feel ready. Until then, see you then.